This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said during a visit to Colombia on Wednesday, accountability for human rights abuses committed during Colombia's decades-long conflict and recent anti-government protests are critical to preventing future abuses. Blinken met Colombian President Iván Duque ahead of talks with regional officials to discuss migration in the Americas. At least 29 people were killed in connection with protests against Duque's social and economic policies earlier this year, with many deaths blamed on excessive use of force by police. Human rights groups had urged Blinken to press Duque on policing, as well as growing violence by armed groups. Colombia is the United States' closest ally in Latin America, and the two countries coordinate closely on security, especially in the fight against drug trafficking. A Brazilian Senate report recommended Wednesday pursuing crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the world's second highest pandemic death toll. Lawmakers spent 6 months investigating the Brazilian government's management of the pandemic. The decision on whether to file most of the charges will be up to Brazil's prosecutor general, a Bolsonaro appointee and ally. Bolsonaro has consistently downplayed the threat of the coronavirus and touted misinformation and unproven COVID-19 treatments while ignoring international health guidelines for curtailing the spread of the disease. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized booster doses of the COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and said Americans can choose a different shot than their original as a booster. The decision paves the way for millions more people in the United States to get the additional protection. The agency previously authorized boosters of the Pfizer vaccine at least 6 months after the first round of shots to increase protection for people age 65 and older, those at risk of severe disease, and those who are exposed to the virus through their work. Last week, an advisory panel to the FDA voted to recommend a third round of shots of the Moderna vaccine for the same groups. The panel also recommended a second shot of the J&J vaccine for all recipients of the one dose, but instead of 6 months, called for at least 2 months after receiving their first. Rival Sudanese protest leaders on Wednesday urged their supporters to remain peaceful on the eve of a critical day of demonstrations over the fate of the country's fragile transition to civilian rule. Opposing factions of a once civilian umbrella alliance, including a pro-military splinter group, have called for competing rallies Thursday. The Civilian Umbrella Alliance spearheaded nationwide demonstrations in 2019 that led to the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir. Protesters from the splinter faction have been holding a sit-in outside Sudan's presidential palace for the past 5 days and have been calling for so-called military rule. Critics allege that members of the military and security forces are driving the pro-army protests, and that counter-revolutionary sympathizers with the former regime are also involved. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers won backing from 10 regional powers at talks in Moscow on Wednesday for the idea of a United Nations donor conference to help the country stave off economic collapse and a humanitarian catastrophe. Russia, China, Pakistan, India, Iran, and 5 former Soviet Central Asian states joined the Taliban in calling for the UN to convene such a conference as soon as possible to help rebuild the country. They said it should take place, quote, with the understanding, of course, that the main burden should be borne by the forces whose military contingents have been present in this country over the past 20 years. A pointed reference to the United States and its allies who invaded Afghanistan after the September 11, 2001 attacks and whose abrupt withdrawal paved the way for the Islamist Taliban to seize back control of the country in August. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.